Discussions with Ajahn Suchin in India, October 2005. Recorded and edited by Jonathan and Sarah. October 8th, Bangkok Airport Departure Lounge, with Maeve and John Kemp, Jonathan and Azita.
Scary. Yeah. Can be scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Until Panya experiences it with delight or just joy, because one has realized the true nature.
So even though maybe it seems that it's scary, to keep coming back to it means that there is something else besides fear.
It's scary, but who can help?
Who can help? Yes.
Yeah, the arising and falling away of every moment, never come back at all. Just it's conditioned to be and then gone completely. Mm-hmm. That's all. From the time of birth to the time of death, and this world or other world, exactly the same. Only six doorways of experiencing, but nothing can stay.
Yes.
Just move on all the time.
So if it is scary, what brings us back?
A reality.
What brings the thinking back?
A reality. The scaring is a reality. The scariness. It's real at that moment. So is it me or I who is scared? No, not at all. Just a moment of that particular one reality appearing by conditions. Because at moment of seeing is different from the scary moment.
And is that how we're perceiving that reality that gets us scared?
To know the truth, whether it's scary or not, yeah. I think that beyond imagination, the arising and falling away of reality, when it's directly experienced.
Okay.
But it can be directly experienced only by panya, which is developed. So instead of being scared, it's delight of joy to know the truth.
Yes.
Because it's not I anymore, it's the panya which can experience that.
That's what brings us back to the study?
No, us.
No, us, but... Well, yes, on a conventional level.
The understanding of reality better, and also eliminate the idea of self little by little until completely gone. But panya can know whether how much it's developed and how much is left for the self to go on understanding it. Because the truth is the truth, we cannot deny that. We cannot change the scary reality into something so very pleasant, because the arising and falling away cannot be pleasant. But when it's I, it's not pleasant. But when it's panya, it's quite a relief not to be enslaved by the idea of clinging to it anymore, because clinging just brings sorrow and unsuccess.
And even though that moment is very brief, it's still like a relief.
Yeah. And we begin to understand the panya itself. That it can grow, it can understand, it can lessen the ignorance. Otherwise we live with ignorance throughout the whole life, not just one life, more and more. Be courageous.
Like a lion.
Right.
I was saying to Konstantin Jonathan that I gave John a book that you'd given us years ago,
really?
That Lions Roar.
Uh-huh.
And that was a nice circle.
Okay, good.
And the Paramattha Dharma is finished now, the book. The survey of Paramattha Dharma. We have it with us too, so you can have that.
It's a translation of a book written by John, translation by Nina, a sort of Abhidhamma manual.
It's a matter of panya and sati.
I think it's always, like I see, clinging all the time. Clinging.
It's good to know, it's good to see clinging, otherwise how can it become less? Then there's no panya which see it as it is.
But the more I hear, the more clinging it would seem.
It doesn't matter at all, because panya will begin to see more, see, not less at all, never less.
So what you're saying is that there is a whole lot of clinging. Like there's much more clinging
all
than
the
we
time.
Even know.
Only the Arahata does not have it.
Yeah, that seems like far away, Arahata.
But you see that when there is understanding, the understanding grows. So it begins to see realities as they are, better and better with this panya. So the panya develops with sati.
Well, I certainly think there is more understanding on that theoretical level.
Without it, no conditions for right awareness. No.
Yes, yes, I understand that.
But the self cannot wait.
The self cannot wait. The self is wanting. Yes.
October 8th, Gaya Airport in India, with Azita, Jonathan, Sarah, Sukin.
Many people is only thinking moment.
There's many
what
people.
What is more than that? What is more than that? Completely gone, never come back, and then think again in the samsara, non-stop, by conditions. But in the absolute truth, it's only a moment of thinking, conditioned by sanya, see?
Now sanya, we approached sanya, this is yeah, them, we're really good.
But now sanya, we begin to see the important role of sanya, while we don't know or just call it sanya without knowing how much it conditions the wholesome or unwholesome sanya, with understanding or without understanding.
Getting back to the respect, even in some suttas it mentions a particular form of respect, but that doesn't mean that's how respect must be made.
One cannot tell from outer appearance. Right. Yeah.
I think what you're getting at is that if you were with a group of people and they are paying respect in a way that is not natural for you, then...
No, I have no idea about what they're doing. I don't even know myself if what I'm doing is a ritual, or whether it's really coming from a...
Yeah,
I can't tell.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
So one can see in this instance of sanya playing a role, because habitual ways of paying respect.
So I think that it's all right if sanya and vetana are mentioned as the sankhara because of the five khandhas, and usually people do not think about that.
Yes. So it's just their stress, but all the other...
I think that it depends on whether we speak shortly or broadly. Yes. But it doesn't matter at all whether just mention two or three or more.
Particular examples, yeah. But the others all imply. Yeah.
Because when we talk about five khanda, when the vedana and sanya are there, it conditions the sankhara according to sanya to... and also according to vedana and other jetasikas. So that is very little problem. Yeah. Because sometimes in Tipitaka says that tamajaku means three stages of enlightenment, but in other place four, see. So we cannot stick to just one sutta at all. When we read more, we can see like the ekadamma. Usually it mentioned about the second jhana, but actually even one, the first jhana, or one object.
So it's just example.
Yeah. I don't know whether it's the Pali term, because eka means one and dhamma is dhamma. So one dhamma, it depends on what we are talking about, that one dhamma, in what sense.
On the flight, I would just listen to you saying something about the Vijnana Charya, the nature of cheetahs from life to life that have to be a particular way, Bhavanga cheetahs and seeing. And so usually when we talk about charitas or character, but this was Vijnana Charya, the nature of Vijnana, yes. And this was in the context of we were discussing ayatanas and why there's a reference to Bhavanga cheetahs in Salayatana, and you were saying it's like the reference to Vijnana Charya, just the nature of cheetahs that has to be
different ways of explanation.
With or without wisdom.
If you want to not mentioning anything at all except the Vinyana Chariya. Nobody can stop its course or its way. It has to follow one another, like Pavanka and then seeing consciousness and the whole process, and then Kusala and Akusala. But not Jnana, see? We stress on Vinyana and Ajnana and Jnana.
Yes. Just with three, ignorance,
see?
Or
yeah. Now we don't mind the other, which from samsara. We just talk about the way they are from.
So when it's Vinyana, then it's
Ahetuka.
Ahetuka, yeah. And then without the wisdom, and then with wisdom.
Yeah.
Okay. Just and stressing the different functions of the
and jnana, they stress the vipassana jnana, because even the lower jnana is not enough to get out of samsara. See? So we talk about the way samsara keeps on going as vinyana jariya and ajnana, see? And then jnana must be that which can keep one away from samsara, little by little.
Sorry, what is ajnana, Ajahn?
Without jnana.
Without jnana.
Without jnana.
With, in other words, with ignorance.
With ignorance.
The vijja. Something else you were talking about was about how important it is to be stable, stability, and how just the odd moment of awareness or satipatthana now and then is not good enough, because one can easily go away from the path. It's not stable yet. And I think this is true. Suddenly we have a problem or something and one can see that it's not stable at all, or long periods of forgetfulness.
Stable even at the level of intellectual understanding.
So satyajnana.
Satyajnana.
So does stability mean same as satyajnana, being really firm?
Dipjayana or satyajnana?
Satyajnana
is the understanding of the Four Noble Truths.
Firm understanding.
Firm understanding. All one's life. So we think of our home, our friend, our family. But actually, nothing belongs to us at all. Even thinking, seeing, just come and go.
And to even think of that in the intellectual way, that suddenly a thought will come, well, look, doesn't matter, it's all, I don't own anything, there's no me to own. It's kind of a very relieving feeling for a very short moment. But then I'm back into, it's just thinking about it. But it is a nice feeling of,
with understanding or without understanding.
I'd say with a little bit of understanding, yeah.
Because some people can think like that, but without any understanding at all.
If we understood the meaning of charita in the sense that Ajahn just informed us.
Let's talk about charia, not charita. Oh.
But I think there must be a connection between charia and
everything. It's like Dhamma and Khanda and Tatu and Ayatana and Patijasupati. To India, I think of the past.
Yes, right.
Anything's in Sutta too, yes. Around business.
Yes. Yes. Especially driving through the countryside when we go to some of the places. No change.
The footstep in the past.
Right.
Yeah.
Before coming to the poetry, yes. See?